You are listening to the LM Radio Story, and I'm Chris Turner. The Christmas morning broadcast on LM was a special time, and here's Frank Saunders with That Spinard Show.
Merry Christmas, and the sharing of all the good things of living this holiday season. May you have joy and happiness, good health, peace, understanding, goodwill among men, gifts of the heart. The downs through the years have always given a special new meaning to the age-old Merry, Merry Christmas.
Well, just gone midnight on this Monday, the 25th of December, 1972. This is Frank D. Saunders wishing you all a happy and peaceful Christmas, 1972. As is custom on LM Radio, on this particular day, at this particular time, we have all the LM DJs in the studio to wish you all the best for the festive season. And first of all, we have Jerry Wilmot, Big Daddy GW. Jerry, to you, from myself, all the very, very best, and hope you have a happy and peaceful Christmas.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank. Well, it seems incredible that another year has rolled around so quickly, but it has. And again, this year, it's a very great pleasure indeed to be with you on the program and have an opportunity of saying a very happy Christmas to you and a very, very happy Christmas indeed to all our LM listeners everywhere. May your Christmas day today bring you all the good things you could possibly want for yourself.
Have a happy day.
Next up on the program, we've got Harold West. Harold, to you as well as to Maud and little Junior.
Well, thank you very much, Frank, and good evening to you and good evening to all our listeners. Now, first of all, I'd like to wish you, Frank, and all my other colleagues a very, very happy Christmas, and I hope that you will enjoy your Christmas day very, very much indeed. And then to all our listeners, happy Christmas to you as well, and thank you very much for all those lovely Christmas cards, and I hope you have a very, very great time on this Christmas day.
Fred De Beers featured next on Spun Out, labeled Socky Jock, whether he likes it or not.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank, and a very Merry Christmas to you and to all our listeners. I'd like to wish you all a very Merry, Merry Christmas. Hope today is going to be a very happy and a wonderful day for you, and I only wish you the best.
And now, last but by no means least, one of the most wonderful people you could ever wish to meet, one of the most gorgeous women in radio today, LM's number one lady of radio, Evie Martin. Evie?
Thanks a lot, Frank, and thank you for giving me this opportunity on your program to say hello to all our listeners and our friends. I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year, and may 1973 bring you health, happiness, love, and peace. And also, thanks a ton for all the lovely Christmas cards and good wishes you all sent me. I love you all, and thanks again. Have a happy Christmas, and God bless.
Well, I guess it's my turn now, because I see everybody else has had their turn and left and gone home, so it's my turn now to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas once again. Thank you ever so much for all those wonderful wishes, Christmas cards, and everything you've sent us. Do hope you have a wonderful Christmas, too.
Unfortunately, we don't have time for all the Christmas greetings from 1972. But now we talk to Peter de Nobrega, and as we said earlier, Peter was the man that wrapped up LM Radio for the last time.
On my first broadcast show, I moved the song because I had a sense of timing at that point, thinking if one day somebody asks you what was the first song you played, make it a good one. So in fact, my first song played won the Oscar for the best film song. It won the Grammy for the best song of the year or something like that. And I certainly picked a good one.
And that was what?
Something very ancient called Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Old David Bacharach, B.J. Thomas, what a combination.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
Being the new boy in town, did you end up with the breakfast show?
At one point, funny enough, yes, they invited me. I fell on my knees and begged them and said, please, not me, I'm not a morning person. Over 30 years later, I am still not a morning person, not for breakfast show, but late night is more my scene, yes.
Well, I remember you from the Happy Music Show, which, if I remember correctly, you did sometime in the evening. Was it, might have been 10 o'clock?
That was the 7 to 10 show, the old Happy Music Show, with a James Last theme, I think. Let's have a listen to an extract from it.
Well, friends, that just about wraps up the LM Happy Music Show for tonight. Peter at Numbergo bidding you all good night until we meet again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock on the LM Up, Up and Away Show. Till then, be good. Enjoy what's left of your Saturday night. Stand by now for Gordon Hoffman and the LM Spin Art Show. Gordon, what say we do one of those old numbers that we used to sing a couple of years back, eh?
Days of our youth and fame.
Yeah, days of our youth and fame. Boy, we sold millions. Ah, oh, come on, let's try and get the key. Please lock me away and don't another day. A world without love. We'll sing something else. All right, let's try this one. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Baby, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm yours.
And I'll be yours.
After 7 years, I wasn't bad going, Gordon. Hello. I'm Peter handing you over to Gordon. Good night.
This is the medium wave service of Lorenzo Marks Radio, Portugal, Mozambique, on 327 meters, 917 kilocycles, and on 220 meters, 1358 kilocycles. Broadcasting also on shortwave in the 60 and 92 meter band.
LM Radio was a very viable commercial success story. However, in Africa, the revolution happened because of a revolution in Portugal. And when the political changes came and the dictatorship was thrown out the window, waves of freedom spread to the Portuguese territories. Prior to this, the SABC, in fact, took over the management that was announced in 72, became effective in 73, and they ran the station at that point, again, successfully, until the changes happened in Mozambique following the Portuguese Revolution.
And you were there in that last year after the Lusaka talks, right through to independence, weren't you?
Yes, what happened then was the SABC transferred the station personnel to Johannesburg. All the announcers, all the DJs would record in Joburg because cross-country links weren't in existence at that point. In that time, I went back some 10 or 15 times because the tapes on trains, when the trains got held up for whatever reason, held up meaning delayed, the tapes would sit on this train somewhere where no one knew where it was, and they were due for broadcast on that night and the following day. So the answer was fly Peter down, and I would, and then do the broadcast live from the station. After independence, when the decision was made that the equipment was required for educational broadcasts, we were given notice to terminate our usage of the studios. 14 days, and we left in 10 days and packed up, and Radio 5 was born in South Africa. It was no, it was basically the same station with a new name, yes.
That was a way to say, we hope you have a happy day.
Well, that brings us to the end of an era. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the series as much as I've enjoyed researching and recording it. All that's left is for me to wish you happy listening, and in the words of David Davies, God bless and via con Dios.
This is LM Radio. LM Radio is now closing down after 39 years of broadcasting from Lorenzo Marx. For us, it has been 39 happy years, and we wish LM Radio's successor, Radio 5, long life and many happy days. Tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., Radio 5 programs will be broadcast on the medium wave band of all frequencies currently carrying LM Radio. May we wish you a peaceful night, and we hope that tomorrow will be a happy day. Good night to you all, and God bless you always.